last year everything was brand new and totally different. How could you be new and fresh again? What's going on over here? We're in a parking lot in Flushing Meadow, and DePauli Cunningham is here with the pillows, snacks, treats. We're going to get the full tour. Clock, Transcendental, a million clothes. What are you doing? What's this?
This is Keeping Warm Camp Flushing 2014.
Well, it's like an escape pod. Not only could you come in here and get okay, you could drive away and never come back.
That is a problem. I'm actually going to give the keys to my helpers, so I don't have that problem. No. It could be a bit scary, couldn't it? One night, if you're having a tough night, you just get to the front seat and drive home. But no, I won't be doing that. But about a couple of months ago, I really kind of like was meditating on it. I was running, and I thought, I think I'm going to upgrade this year. I have an opportunity to use the van. So I had a little nap in it yesterday. And
comfy?
Oh, it's great. It's like, it's quiet. It's warm. There's no wind. And as you see, we're about to start with 30, 40 mile per hour winds in our backs and our faces. So this is great.
Well, DePauli, I'm just going to do the math. I mean, looking, it means you're going to have to walk a little further than normally you would getting in and off the course, though, aren't you?
No, not really, because when I come through my end of my day, daily whatever, and I go in my rest, I will continue on the course and just cut across here. So then I will re-enter the course exactly where I left it, like across there.
You've dotted your I's and crossed your T's.
I have thought this through for about 2 months, and it was really a little bit scary to do it after 23 years living in a tent. So I said, I'm going to do it, and I must have to mention Salil, if you're listening.
He was in a van last year, and right in this spot.
I said I would give him a lot of credit for this. I asked him how it went, and he said, oh, it's just great, go there. And the boys behind me, you might want to interview them. They all have had a tip-off from Salil also, Puna Samarpan and other boys.
Well, there's a van in front of you. This is like a trailer park here now for them.
This is upgrade multi-day running. That's still a lot in Yuyudan's van.
Okay. You said last year, knew this, knew that.
Yeah.
This is definitely new.
Yes,
is there a possibility of anything else new?
And another new helper, Propti from Ottawa, Canada. How could I get any better?
Well, I'm sure that people in Ottawa will listen to this. She is tremendously experienced, and she was working the race with a girl last year, and you snagged her from the other team.
No, not exactly. After that race, she came up to me, and she asked me, and I actually looked at her and said, you know, it's usually the other way around. The runner is begging the helper to get on board, and she actually wanted to do this, so I'm so grateful that she wants to be a part of my team.
New helper, new van. Now, one of the things that I'm curious about, you usually used to compete with Ashpri Hanel. He's doing something, if we look over on the board there, I don't know what it's like right now. I was here last night. He's doing something pretty awesome out there. Have you been following his progress?
I have, and I saw him on lap one, and I thought, wow, Ashpri Hanel has a spark in his eyes and in his whole rhythm I could see in those first few miles. He's really, like, on fire, and as I'm watching those totals, he's close to my world record. I hope he surpasses it. He's doing incredible, and I just think he's an amazing athlete, and he's going to do exceptionally well out here. I'm really rooting for him.
And DePauli Cunningham, any goals for you for this 6 days?
Well, I always have a goal. Unfortunately, I got the dreaded cold last week, so I'm entering it feeling just about good today after a week. The inevitable, as many people, you know, get sick during our weekly celebrations. But there's always a goal, and that is to go one step further. Like I said, I always believe in Guru's philosophy of self-transcendence. Age is in the mind. This is number 17. Here we go. I'm happy, and that's the main thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.